Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started. Hello, fellow humans, and welcome back to Uncharted Living. As the holiday vibes set in, so does the pressure to buy more stuff for more people. We want to be clear, giving gifts is not a bad thing. It's even considered a love language. And especially if someone we love has had a hard year, we want to give a gift that really matters and expresses our love and support. In this mini holiday episode, we talk about putting the peace and intention back into gifting. And we want to make sure that you, our listeners, put yourself on your list. Girls.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Becca and Ty, to kick
us. Hi, Christine.
Hi. What are some of your alternative ideas to the typical long list of gifting?
We really like to gift experiences and of any kind. You pick, right? So, it's a trip, a family trip, or it's just a museum visit, or it's just a solo lunch with your sister-in-law, which, you know, it's hard to sometimes orchestrate like a one-on-one with some family members, especially like in my life, my sister-in-law's the best. But I only see her at family stuff. So it's just like everybody's just in our ears and her kids and my kids and all the kids. But it's a special thing to get together and do something and have a reason, like have an excuse to say, like, I owe you that lunch. Let's plan that lunch. But then, you know, for that, I'll say follow through is key because I've kind of been burned in this situation where people have said, we're going to, you know, give you this. And I'm like, okay, great. And then they don't follow through. But as the gift receiver, have you guys ever had this experience? Have any of our listeners ever had this experience that like, oh, we're going to give you this.
And then I've been guilty as the giver. Actually.
Oh my God. It's like, I can think back to like us giving my mom like a coupon book when we were little and fucking none of that stuff happened.
Yeah.
The you know? Coupon book is the classic gift.
I'm sure your favorite.
Because then it requires them to have to give it to you. They're like, here, I want a back rub. And you're like, that's not.
Yeah. All right. So the rule is if you're going to gift an experience, you be the one to follow through.
Exactly. And I love that you just brought up the coupon because, I mean, all American children, I'm pretty sure, have experienced that coupon thing.
Yeah.
And the parents.
Sorry, Mom.
Thanks a lot.
Becca, yeah. How about you? What's some of the alternate ways to gift?
Well, I'll just second what Ty said. We've really gotten into experiences over items, which, you know, especially for like nieces and nephews, we don't have any kids. So nieces and nephews, it's a great way to try to spend time with them and understand what they're into at the different stages. I don't see some of my nieces and nephews that often. So when we're there, I like to be like, cool, everyone gets like X amount gift card and it's like a Visa card, but we go shopping together. Mm-hmm. So I get to learn like what they're into and their decision making. And it's not, they can get whatever they want, right? With that gift card, it's a certain amount, but then it's just like a way. We've really enjoyed that as part of like, you know, a visit. You're there for a week or so during a holiday. You can take those kids one by one to the store and spend some quality time. So that's kind of fun.
Totally.
Becca, that's fun. That's a cool idea because I was preparing to say don't give gift cards on this episode because they famously like lie around and get lost. And then like who wins? The Gap wins, you know? I mean, no, the Gap, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of handing any human of any age here.
Yeah.
You're going to spend this X, Y, and Z, and then you don't have to kind of have that cringy, like, but you only have $35 to spend, you know, it's yeah. like, it's on the effing yeah. gift card. It's sad, right?
Well, combining That's a funny. Little bit of both of these, the experience and the money also is an idea of one of my sisters and her husband, they do for each other. So they buy gifts for their kids. Of course, kids, I think they can't always get gifts, but for my sister and her husband, they go out one night, they get a babysitter, they go out one night at, you know, to like an outdoor marketplace at Christmas time. They set the timer for an hour and they each have $60 and they separate and they go and it's 60 and 60. So it's $60 in 60 minutes and they buy things that are, you know, kind of fun or funny. So it's just the whole experience is kind of cool for them to go together. It keeps a limit on the money and, you know, it's just a fun experience. So something, That's one of those cute. Things that I wanted to throw out.
I like that. Yeah. That's fun. I love that.
Cause then you like have the experience of sharing what you got. And if it's a funny thing, it's like, maybe there's continuation of the meaning or the memory behind that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I thought that was a really fun idea. This time of year, there's always charity auctions going on. There's always, you know, good causes going on. And you can, of course, donate to a charity. Absolutely. And that's something I'm going to talk about in a minute. But just at a minimum, if you actually like and want to give tangible gifts to people in your family or to your spouse, to your kids, to your friends, coworkers, et cetera, consider purchasing your holiday gifts at a charity auction. So it's kind of a win-win. You have something tangible, but also you are supporting a worthy cause.
Just an auction, maybe, Christine, because I'm in my head, I'm going to like our local public radio station's website and purchasing, you know, a cute mug or a t-shirt for my coworker or whoever. And so then it is kind of the win-win because you're donating to something you actually believe in, which is, you know, real news and also giving somebody something that, you know, I think they're going to like.
Well, and then they trust that it's something specific. Cause remember on Seinfeld, you guys, when George Costanza didn't want to spend any money for people. And so he gave them letters that are cards that said, I made a donation in your name to the Human Fund. Which did not exist. So like, don't be that.
He's like, I'm the human. Yeah.
It has to be something that's tangible and real. And, you know, I mean, it's like, oh, I named a star after you. Did you really?
Did you really?
You know?
Yeah. Unless I get that certificate, I'm not buying it.
Exactly. I can see the star with my own eyes. I need a telescope to
see. Christine, I really want you to talk about your charity thing that you guys do for the holidays because it blows my mind.
Oh, thanks, Ty. I appreciate that. So this is the Caloriso Sisters Christmas Project. It is now in its 13th year. And so 13 years ago, we just decided, like, really, this was born out of a sense of exhaustion. We all, you know, my kids were really little. I think my sister was pregnant at the time. Like, it was just kind of a time when things were a little hectic. And we're like, can we just decide we're not going to buy gifts for each other? We're like, and everyone was on board. And so I said, well, why don't we pool the money that we would have spent on each other or on gifts for spouses or whatever, and just donate it to one charity. So we had always been very, supportive of World Vision, which is a charity that goes into other countries and supports entire communities. In fact, I actually, I am still in touch with one of my sponsored children that we sponsored when he was like 5 years old, and he's now 22. Cool. And we still send him money for college, which is cool. But anyway, it's a great organization. Cool. And they have one of those catalogs where it's like, for X number of dollars, you can build a well, or for X number of dollars, you can do whatever. There's lots of charities like that. And so we just decided this is what we were going to do. We told our parents, and then we just told our friends. And in that first year, we raised enough money for the well. And we're like, huh, this actually wasn't that hard. Because we knew of the charity, we trusted the charity, and because all four of us had credibility for our friends and family, then they trusted us to have chosen a charity. So each year now we rotate and we each pick a different charity every year. So I did the first one as the oldest, of course, and then so and so down. So every 4 years I get to pick a new one. And then we send an email out to friends and family. We make a page, and it all depends on what's really going on in the world a lot of times. So, you know, it's refugees, it's disaster relief. It's what's, you know, childhood cancer. So everything is something very personal to us or to people that we know. And it's just really grown into something. So we've actually raised over $100,000, to different charities and spotlighted four people. So we're kind of like the charity navigator. And if any of our listeners actually need advice or want to know more, you know, you can contact us or go to Caloriso Christmas Project. I don't know. We'll put it in the show notes about what it is. But, and then we don't have to buy gifts. The kids we get to. And then when we get together for the holidays, all we do is we do a Yankee swap, which is like a white elephant. And we do that with the adults, and it's fun, and it's $25 limit. And then the rest of the money goes to a charity.
Wait. Yeah. Why did you say Yankee swap as if that's a known term?
Oh.
Because that means nothing to
me. Never heard that.
Please, also, can back me up on this.
Really?
Can we say that?
Yeah. It's or white. Have you been to a white elephant gift? Or white, but it's not Secret Santa.
A gift exchange?
It's okay. So just for you guys and our listeners. Okay. Secret Santa is where, you know, you get a name and you buy something specific for that person.
Yeah. Everybody knows Secret Santa. What There's the hell is that?
This is different. Yeah. This is you just buy a random gift. Everything goes under a tree or in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. Everybody draws numbers. Okay. And then you go in order of who draws numbers to pick a gift. You open that gift, and the first person is just kind of stuck with that gift. The second person can either steal the gift from that person or pick a new gift, and it goes around. So
we do this too.
We do this too. This is a normal thing that people do.
I've not. Yeah.
You've never, you haven't heard white elephant or Yankee swap? That's
white elephant to me is something that you regift. It's like a known regift is white elephant to me.
Okay.
So like, and I like a good regift. I have there's no shame, but
yeah.
And we play that exact game, what you just called Yankee swap, all the time, every year, like with a certain group of family friends, we play that, and it gets riotous.
I mean, that's
bananas. And there's a spending limit, right, Christine?
Yes. Spending limit. It's like $25. Something like that.
I don't know if you guys have this rule, but for us, the rule is you can't re-steal back from the person who just stole from you. That's a very big rule. And then the other rule is the item can only be stolen 3 times. If you're the third to steal it, it's yours forever.
And it's done.
You guys have that rule too?
That used to be our rule. That used to be our rule. And then my dad one time said, well, this is Miami rules, which we, of course, were like, what are you even talking about? And he said that we could then steal it multiple times. So now we do Yankee swap, but Miami rules, which is, it's all bananas. It's all been. So you could just.
This is all a mythology, a Caliso mythology that I am into.
This is house terms, house rules.
Yes. Yes. As my kids would call it, Caliso lore. They're really big these days on saying what's lore. They're like, well, this is Bleecker lore. This is Caliso lore. Like, okay. So this is part of it. And for our listeners and for you guys, you need to go and watch the Office episode, the holiday episode on the first season. They do the Yankee Swap. Michael Scott actually turns the Secret Santa into Yankee Swap, and it's hilarious. So,
but do they call it Yankee Swap? Yes, is what I want to know.
They do. Yeah,
they use the words.
Yes.
Oh, they use those words. That.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm gonna watch then.
That was hilarious.
And I'm gonna watch. That's that. One of my favorite episodes.
So. Okay, I'll have to watch that. I have to say, this with this model of like being able to steal it two or three times, it has created some like lingering, I don't know if resentment is the right word in our family, but like.
No way.
Like there's like a couple items where it still gets brought up. Mm-hmm. Hi, family. If you're listening to this, there's like that one item. They're like, I almost got that item. And it's years later.
Oh, yeah. That's even better. You're creating memories again.
Exactly. So the goal is to always be the one to bring that one coveted item, right? So you're within your limit, you're within your spending limit, but it's a really good item that most people in the circle probably definitely want. So that's a challenge to find sometimes.
So good. We also have lingering resentments over things that
This is so hilarious. I can't name a single lingering resentment. I mean, it's just always crazy. With a big group of family friends and it's all ages. So what's gold to a kid, you never know. You never know. You might have brought a gift for a kid and like the grandma is like stealing it. It's awesome.
Yeah. So fun.
Love that.
Okay. Here's another thing that I wanted to offer to the conversation around this, because how do you guys feel about asking for what you want and what you need as part of this? Like, is that something that you do in your families? Do you get to like, are people like, what do you want for the holiday? Or what do you want for your birthday? Or is it more, you just get what you get?
I think that you should definitely ask for what you need. Definitely ask for what you want. And this is not only because, frankly, people cannot be mind readers. They really can't. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I've tried. I still, to this day, want people to be mind readers. But unfortunately, they are not. So this takes the pressure off of them to be a mind reader. And depending on what you ask for, it actually demonstrates that you value yourself and that you need, you know, you would like something that, you know, will help you. And so, you know, whether it is, I would like a trip by myself, or I would like, you know, a facial, or I would like, you know, a therapy session, or I would actually like to set some new goals for next year. And I would like to be gifted a coaching session. You know, shameless plug here, but I think asking for what you need and what's going to help you be better is exactly what you want to be demonstrating to the people around you, that you actually value yourself.
I love that. I also would say and caution everybody listening to only ask for that. Do not just assume or gift therapy and coaching as an out of the blue surprise for someone that might not.
Merry Christmas.
Go over I think well.
You need therapy.
Uh-huh.
Here you
and
go.
In fact,
here
I got you a package because I think you're
that might not be the best gift for the kid who lives in the basement. Honey, I've noticed you're 25, and here's a package of unlimited life coaching sessions to get you the crap out.
Yeah, no, this needs to come from you. Don't gift it to someone else unless you've really, you know, unless maybe they've asked for it if they're an adult. If they're a teenager, I don't know, maybe that's something to talk about. But in the show Fleabag, the dad gifts his grown daughter therapy session and he gifts it to her in front of like 10 other people. she doesn't really know how to act. So let's not do that. But I think you should definitely ask for things like that.
We should put it in the Yankee swap and see what happens.
Exactly.
It's like crickets. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And one other thing.
I've been putting somebody as a point person to like be the low key facilitator of the gift. So my brother's really good at this. So if we need or want, nobody really needs a new TV. If we want a new TV or something like a big ticket item, I'll just kind of text my brother like, hey, you know about TVs and it would be great to get a TV for Christmas. And then he'll organize the rest of the family. He'll pick it out because we don't know anything about TVs. And then voila, we have a new TV. I mean, this sounds like ridiculously privileged. I understand that. But
it's like a group gift, you're saying.
Yeah, it's a group gift and it's something we really, 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 really wanted. And I mean, we love us some TV. I mean, Christine obviously loves TV.
Yes,
this has been a very big theme. And you know, and it's a usable gift instead of maybe something that I didn't really want. And you know, I'm not going to remember this particular thing and I'm just going to white elephant it later.
I mean, Brene Beautiful. Brown says clear is kind. So honestly, the kindest thing you can do for other people is to be clear on what you want. And that's not just gifts. That's life lesson for everything. And in terms of one more thing I wanted to add to the charity thing, and then I do want to talk about Ty's book too, is this is specifically in like the Northeast where a lot of refugees have come into the country, and right now it's, you know, right around the holiday time. And this is something that it's in the Franklin, Massachusetts area. I just kind of wanted to plug it really quickly because entire neighborhoods can actually get involved. You can get your kids involved, your partners involved, your friends involved, and support something very tangibly. So this goes even beyond just sending money to a charity. This is a little bit more hands-on, and I think it's because these people are part of your neighborhood and will be part of your community. It's even a little bit beyond just volunteering at a soup kitchen for a day, right? This is kind of an ongoing thing that you can do with your family. So incorporating service, incorporating charity with your family is one of the best gifts I think you can give each other. And you're just modeling good behavior and just being good people. And that's what we need right now.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
So Ty, you have written an unbelievably amazing book, and I wanted to highlight that. And let's spotlight that.
And guess what? It has a new cover.
Oh,
look how beautiful!
So tell us about it.
Cool. So this, I had started to write this before the pandemic because my ADHD brain consistently gives up. Like, why don't you do this? And so then I just start doing something and sometimes I don't finish it. Most of the times I don't finish it. But then, so, you know, like there's journaling and there's gratitude and that's super cool. But sometimes I feel like they're a little preachy, the journaling and the gratitude. It's a little like too precious. So I just started making a random book about, there's quotes, there's facts, there's things to chew on, and there's no order. It's like very much, I mean, really a journal coloring book, a thing to do from time to time, a collection of facts and opinions. Like, it's just like my brain in a little book. And I had already published a bunch of books because I do test prep stuff. So I kind of knew how to do it already. But then during the pandemic, I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish this book and put it out as just a thing. And so I finished it and self-published it on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. It's called The Gift of Gravity. And then I've given it just away for gifts and had so many people say like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And you were a life coach before you were a life coach, because, and I was like, oh, and you know, there's lots and lots of studies too, because this is very much a coloring book without any drawings. There's tons of studies that talk about, you know, how little we do with our hands these days. We don't manipulate, we don't create with our hands. We create on a screen. So I love to give this book with colored pencils, with paint markers, with something else. And it's kind of a good gift for especially like your kids' teachers or like your therapist or something. Like, you might not want to give them like the peach scented candle that they're like, ugh, I hate this. You know, it's just slightly more personal. So yeah. And then the other thing is randomly, it's really good to do when you're on Zooms. If you're on a Zoom and you just like, look what I did on Zoom. It's just, you know,
oh, cool.
It's just, you're doing something with your hands that's kind of soothing. And maybe if you're talking to an energy vampire on Zoom, you can kind of self-soothe a little bit. So
love it.
Go get you one of these books and, you know, see how you like it. See how other people like it.
Love
Thanks it. For giving me my time, Christine.
Of course. And that's a good Yankee Swap gift as well.
I have the original version of this book, which you cannot get anymore.
Yeah. It is collector's piece.
Collector's yes. item. Mm-hmm. And you've updated it since then. So people who maybe have the old one can still benefit from the new one. But for example, one of the things in this book is there's a page that says, when gorillas are happy, they burp. What do you do when you're happy? And then it's just blank space. And so it's like, I had to really stop and think about that. First of all, that's an interesting fact that gorillas burp when they're happy. That's cool. I didn't know that. Do I burp when I'm happy? Maybe. I'm trying to think about like what it even was, you know? And one of the things I put down was like, I look up. When I'm happy, I'm like, looking up and aware of the nature around me, aware of more of the people, being able to like smile at strangers on the street. It's just a nice thing to be aware of. I really love this book. And I think in terms of uncharted gifting, this is like a really also wide age range appropriate, because you can gift it to an adult. You can gift it to someone who can read, right? I mean, I think being able to read is maybe the only qualification.
That's cool, Becca. Yeah. I mean, there are some fun facts.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a fun fact. I don't know. Exactly. It's like a thing.
You'll be an interesting person. Be more interesting.
A good one.
So if people were going to, let's just say, ask for coaching sessions for the holidays, what kinds of clients do you see, Becca and Ty? What are your practices like? This is something we haven't actually really shared with our listeners before.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep mine pretty brief. I'm going to be launching, I do a group program. This year was the first iteration of that, and I'm going to revamp it a little bit for next year. But it's called Bring It In, and it's basically like an intention and goal setting group where we start at the beginning of the calendar year and look at what are the things we want to accomplish. There's like a taking inventory process of what's worked for us over the last year, areas we'd like to improve on, or just things we would like to keep in the forefront. And then every month we have a group check-in. And so it's like a 1 hour, come if you can, scheduled on the same time, same day of the week, you know, same day of the month, like every Tuesday morning. I think we're going to keep the same. And it's like a really powerful time. So the group gets to know one another. You can share if you feel open to it. But each month we focus on a different theme and a focus on a different way to kind of keep the areas of personal growth that we'd like to have in the forefront. Some of them are, we have a lot of small business owners in the group. So some of them are geared around how to grow the business, right? Yeah. How to take myself to the next level in my industry, things like that. Some of them are very personal. Like I'd like to purchase a house. It's very person specific. And then this year I'm going to be adding in individual sessions along with that, because what I found over this last year, midway through, we opened that up and people jumped on it because they really wanted to be able to have that group drop in, bring it in session, and then have went at their own leisure. They can schedule a one-on-one session so they can come in and then get more specific, really dial into what the, whatever the topic was for the month. So that's a good way.
That's something you're interested in. Ty, how about you?
And what's your,
What's going on in your practice that would make a good gift?
The two things that would make a good gift is life coaching for a young person. I usually have teenagers, adolescents, young adults moving in and out of school, college, life. And it's just kind of nice to be like, I see a life coach instead of I see a therapist. There's just a little bit of a different flavor of that, especially if you're going to gift that. And then the other thing I love, love, love is called finding your academic philosophy. And I work with parents who want to know how to navigate their kid through school. And if they, you know, are going to give a dollar for every A, or if they're going to, you know, look at the kid's website all the time, you know, that's one of the things about having kids. There doesn't seem to be a lot of investigation about what you think about school. Also, you know, newsflash, school's nothing like it was, especially after the pandemic, to, you know, say, put it lightly, school's nothing like it was when you were a kid. If you have a 7-year-old or a 17-year-old, don't give them advice from the Stone Ages. So think about, you know, and what have you learned in your life? Also, maybe you haven't processed some of these things. I mean, I see so much trauma just on the table when I talk to parents about their kids, you know, as an academic coach. I mean, it's leaking out of their pores. It's just like math. And I'm like, shh, it's not that bad. You're just pouring math trauma onto everybody. So maybe, you know, there doesn't seem to be much of a way to look at that. And that's really what that gift is, the gift of looking at what you think school is, what you think grades mean, and then how you're going to communicate to your child about those things. It's a really big deal to me. And it's, I mean, basically why I do life coaching in the first place. And it's also, P.S., a gift you can give yourself. I want to do a plug for getting yourself a freaking gift and not, you know, I can buy my own TV sometimes. You know, I don't always need my parents to get me a new TV. So what about you, Christine? What about you and your practice?
So I also see teens. I see folks suffering from chronic pain. And also professionals that are, you know, kind of in career no man's land, people who want to improve their jobs or switch careers or haven't been in the workforce for a while and want to kind of come back in. But something I'm really excited about for next year is a group that I'm doing and offering to friends or book clubs or people that already know each other. So this isn't like corporate icebreakers, but it's called Connect and Reflect. And it'll be for, you know, a group of maybe up to 8 people. And there's poetry, there's some prompts and music, and it gives people a way to just ask themselves some questions and reflect internally. But then we do affirmations and appreciations for everyone else in the group. And again, you can share or not share if you're doing some personal, you know, inquiry, but the appreciations for everyone else just brings people closer together. So this is a great alternative to like a girls' night out. It's a great alternative to a trip. If you can't do a trip, if people are separated by, you know, in different geographic locations, and it's just a really nice time for, you know, hour and a half to come together, learn more about each other, and even just do a little inner work yourself in a really safe environment. So I'm really excited about that. And that's a great gift for your girlfriends or for your sisters or
I love that.
Anyone else. So anyway, that's fun. Cool. Anything else we want to share?
These are also different. Yeah. And also what you're saying is that's a virtual offering.
Yes.
And I think Ty, yours is also a virtual offering. Could be in person if someone lives in LA and wants to do that. Mine is 100% virtual as well. So this could be anywhere. I mean, this could be, you know, folks who are friend circles who are spread out all over the place wanting to dedicate an hour and a half to come together, be guided through something that's really beautiful.
Thanks. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anything else you want to leave our listeners as we wrap up our awesome holiday episode?
Oh, I know. My last thing is if you have a friend or family member whose birthday falls near a holiday you actually celebrate, give them their own birthday gift.
Yes.
I'm very, very sensitive because I don't fall into that category, but I'm very sensitive to this for some reason. Like, don't like just throw them a, you know, somewhat more gift for Christmas and say, oh, happy birthday. Give them their own freaking
birthday. I didn't
even
pay you to say that. And I'm a December birthday. So I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. You're coupon. We'll give you a coupon book.
A Yankee coupon book.
All right, fellow humans, we cannot wait to hear about your own uncharted gifting. Let us know your ideas. May your holiday season be full of peace. We are so grateful for all of you. And I am especially grateful for both of you ladies.
Thanks, Christine.
Love you.
See you next
time. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human. Uncharted.